Either way, one last ta'ara, and that is, so the Gemara said, Umoli ma'modis le'niskaimu shamayim va'aretz. And the Gemara says that that's what's going on in the Shakla V'Tarya between Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu during Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Bris Bein Absarim. And then Amalufanov, Avram Avinu tells Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Teilech b'zman she'beis hamikdash kaim. B'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, mateh. What's going to be when there's no beis hamikdash? Amaloi, kfar tikanti lahem seder karbonos, b'zman she'koyrim behem lefonai, mala ne'aleim kilo ekrivim. It's true, we're not always going to be able to bring karbonos. But at the same time, even when the Yidden are not able to bring karbonos, at the same time, if you learn the parish of karbonos, even just reading the parish of karbonos with Havana, that in of itself is mala ne'aleichem, and therefore, it's true, moli ma'amadis le'niskaim. And the mamadi sometimes could be in the form of actual akrava, and sometimes it could be in the form of davening, and sometimes it can be in the form of learning, like we spoke of in the mashal. Lule sayrascha shashuai, ozavadati beonye. Lule sayrascha shashuai, ilmole mayad, mamadis, loineskai mushamayim va'aret. We've mentioned in the past that the Chasam Sofer, and this is in Torah Moshe and Parshas Truma, so we mentioned in today's daf and in yesterday's daf, the Pasuk says, Saves b'nei Yisrael v'yomarta aleihem, es karboni lachmi li'ishai, reach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadai. So the Chasam Sofer says a davar nifla. He says, if you make a cheshben, there were 1,310 years that the Yidden brought karbanis. He says, 40 years in the Midbar, 440 years from when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years, and then the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. So it was 40 plus 440 plus 410 plus 420. If you do the math, it's 1,310 years. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's merumas in the Pasuk. Es karboni lachmi le'ishai. Le'ishai is le, for, Aleph, Shin Yud. Aleph is Aleph. That's 1,000. Shin Yud is 310. So he says, as Karboni Lachmi Le'ishai, that there's going to be an opportunity to bring the Karbonis Tamid, and it's going to be Le'ishai. Le'aleph Shin Yud. For 1,310 years. Reach Nichoichi. And there's going to be a Gevaldig Reach Nichoich. But afterwards, Tishmeru, we're going to have to wait. Lahakrav Li B'mayadai. Until we'll be able to bring the Karbanos again. We had the Karbanos for 1,310 years. Le'ishai. Merumas in the Pasuk is Karboni Lachmi Le'ishai. That's how many years we had the Karbanos Tamid. What's afterwards? Afterwards, it's Tishmeru. Stating that, there is an idea that the Svarim bring in different places from the Ramami Pano. And this is from the Ramami Pano's Asarim Amaris. It's a Maimer Eim Kolchai. It's Chelik Shlishi. It's Simen Chav Gimel. This is, of course, above my pay grade. But just the words of the Ramami Pano are Divrei Chizuk. We'll just end with this. So the Ramami Pano says as follows, that he talks about Eliyahu HaNavi and how Eliyahu HaNavi was Pinchas, and we know Eliyahu HaNavi was Loi Meis. So he says a Dover Nifla. He says, we know Chazal say, Makriven Afal Pisha Im Bayis. It's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah in the first parak. It's coming up very shortly. But it's really a Gemara throughout Shas. Machlaik is whether Kedusha Rishayin is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi, or Kedusha Rishayin is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi. But the Gemara says, Makriven Afal Pisha Im Bayis. Says the Ramami Pano, what's the soid of Makriven Afal Pisha Im Bayis? The soid is that Eliyahu HaNavi was Loi Meis, and Eliyahu HaNavi was Pinchas, and Pinchas ben Alaza ben Aharon Akoyin, Ezdach Givein Akoyin Gadol. It's for Amru Olav, Ramami Pano, Shu Makriv Tmidim Beveis HaMikdash, that Eliyahu HaNavi is being Makriv Karbonis Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, Afa Pisha Hu Shomeim, even though the Beis HaMikdash is Shomeim, it's destroyed. Sharebik Dusha Say Oymeid, Vaas Yuki Hodet Tanin Besayf Idiyas Makrivin Afa Pisha Ein Bayis. The Efsher, says the Ramami Pano, the Efsher, She Nignazu Loi Kupois Mitrumes Alishka. It could be Eliyahu HaNavi still has Shirayim from the Trumas Alishka, Kedeshi Yehu Boy Mishal Tzibor. So like this, he should be able to bring it from the Tzibor. The Einai Rochik Lahamin. And then he says, read his Lashonis, the Efsher. The Einai Rochik Lahamin. It's not far, it's not vait to believe. Shiyu Ovisa Oilam Oimdam Agab of the Maimot. That is Anshe Maimit too. And you know the Anshe Maimit are? It's the Ovisa Oilam, it's the Ovisa Akdoshim. The Heimon, Asaf, Viyadusun, Meshayrim, they're playing music. And then after Eliyahu Navi brings the carbon tamen as the Chakayin. See, he gets to keep the ar. The oil is kulay kalal. Oh, but not the ar. The bas is kulay kalal. He gets to keep the skin. Amrushu oisem megillas megillas. You know what he does with the ar? He writes megillas. V'kosev schuyaseyim shall kol echad miYisrael. And every single time a Yid learns, every time a Yid does a mitzvah, every time a Yid learns a daf gemara, whatever he does, he takes and he writes it down. He gives a check on his check. On his box, it's on the iris of all these karbanis. That's where he's koisiv schuyeseim shkol echad v'yisrael. Says v'yesh oimrim, and some say she'ezer or shaloi who may eloi shal Avraham Avinu. He says there's a yesh oimrim that says that the oir he takes and he act that his gartel is actually a gartel that goes traces itself back to the isle of Avraham Avinu, and the reason is lahaskus chus avis tamid. Like this, he should always be able to be maschid the chus of the avis. So says the Ramami Pano. Of course, in the Gemara we don't have a beis hamikdash, and because of that, we don't have karbanis. And that's the Gemara we just learned. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu already anticipated this, and Avraham Avinu said. But what's going to be then? What's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara gave a teretz that we have the parasha of Karbanos. And that's from the Ramami Pano, where the Ramami Pano was megalotos with words like the Efsher, words like the Enoi Rochoik, words like the Yesh Oimrim, but the Yisoid is that Eliyahu HaNavi is Loimeis. Eliyahu HaNavi is a Kohen. He's a Kohen Gadol. Eliyahu HaNavi is in the Makom HaMikdash. He's bringing Karbanis. He's bringing Tmidim every single day. Al Derech Makriven Afal Bishayim Bayis. It's a concept that you can bring Karbanis even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. And it's brought from the Trumas HaLishka, from the Tzibur. There's still Shirayim from the Tzibur. And the Avos HaOlam, who are the Anshei Maimit? It's Avram, it's Yitzchak, it's Yaakov, Haman, Osav, and Yedusim, they're the Meshayrim, and then Eliyahu, he takes the skin, and he writes on the skin, Schuyeseyem, Shekhol Echad Mi Yisrael. It's Megillus, Megillus, all the mitzvahs, all the schusim that the Yidden have, it's Megillus, Megillus. So the truth is, the Chasam Sofer said, it's Karboni, Lachmi, Li'ishai. And of course, the real Karbonis that we were able to bring was Le'elef Shin Yud. It was for 1,310 years. And other than that, it's Tishmeru, Lahakrav Liba Mayadai. We're going to have to wait. But on a deeper level, these are Karbonis that we have right now. Still going to have to wait to be zoicha to see it, and to be zoicha to partake, and to be zoicha to be able to feel it, and to realize that it's happening. But on some level, even now, while we're waiting, while it's tishmeru, lahakrav libe mayadai, every single day, on some level, we have the mamadais, and it's these mamadais, like the Gemara says, that are keeping up shemayim v'aretz.